USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. intelligence reportedly helped Russia prevent an attack that was planned in St. Petersburg during New Year's Eve festivities. Now two Russian suspects have been arrested. Russian President Vladimir Putin thanking President Trump when Putin spoke to Trump in a phone call on Sunday. Texas authorities call it a case of good guys with guns stopping a bad guy who opened fire in a church near Fort Worth yesterday. The parishioners were part of a security team at the West Freeway Church of Christ, and they stopped the gunman seconds after he opened fire. Two people died, and the gunman was also killed. This man witnessed it, saying of the gunman,
"He's a creature of God also, just like we are. And it was a sad thing that he had to come into the congregation and hurt people, and it's a sad thing that we had to hurt him. But I don't have any hate for this person. We can't have hate for anybody."
And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The man accused of stabbing five people at a New York rabbi's home at a Hanukkah party over the weekend is being held on $5 million bail. Grafton Thomas didn't say a word during his arraignment on Sunday, his lawyer entering a not guilty plea to five charges of attempted murder. Perhaps North Korea is not sending a Christmas gift to the United States after all. But if a missile test does still happen, the White House says it's ready. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien telling ABC's This Week they have many options on how to respond to such a test. The Pentagon says U.S. airstrikes targeting facilities in Iraq and Syria, targets linked to Iranian-backed forces that are blamed for attacks against U.S. and Iraqi military facilities. A Defense Department spokesperson says the strikes will make it more difficult for that group to carry out attacks against U.S. forces. Remember to check us out online as well. We're at usaradio.com, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
New York City's getting ready to ring in the new decade, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The iconic crystal ball, which will descend in New York City's Times Square on Tuesday night to usher in the new year, arrived for its big setup on Friday. The ball, 12 feet in diameter and weighing 12,000 pounds, is covered with 2,688 Waterford crystal triangles and will travel down a pole for 1 minute until it reaches an electric sign that will illuminate 2020 at precisely midnight on New Year's Day. Known as the ball drop, the festive ceremony has been conducted annually since 1907, with the exception of 1942 and 43 to observe wartime urban blackouts. Visitors will be able to write wishes for the new year on confetti, which will be released during the ball drop.
Kanye West is celebrating the one-year anniversary of his Sunday service program with a visit to L.A.'s Skid Row. Yesterday, West visited the Union Rescue Mission in downtown L.A. to hold his weekly program, and he brought along the Sunday Service Choir. And the latest Star Wars film, The Rise of Skywalker, still number one at the North American box office, pulling in another $72 million over this weekend. That brings its haul so far to nearly $362 million. Number two movie this weekend, Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart's Jumanji: The Next Level. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.